You're listening to WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Voters in the Portage School District face two bond proposals next Tuesday. One focuses on the district's three middle schools. The other raises an issue that's been controversial in the past, new stadiums at its two high schools. Portage School Superintendent Mark Belang says the district's middle schools need help, especially its aging Central and North middle schools for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
I think Central was built in 1957, North in 1961, and those were really built as junior high schools. They house grades 7 and 8, and they're really not designed for the education that students are receiving today.
Proposal 1 would authorize the district to sell $128 million in bonds. They would pay for new Central and North middle schools and to upgrade facilities at West Middle School. The money would also replace two swimming pools, buy 30 new buses, and add new classroom technology. However, it's Proposal 2 that might draw the most interest, even though it's much smaller. It would raise $16 million in bonds for two new multi-purpose athletic facilities at Portage Central High School and Portage Northern. The two have shared McCamley Field near Central for decades of football games and other events, but Belang says McCamley is nearing the end of its useful life.
It's got a life expectancy of only three or four more years before we believe that facility, in particular the seating sections, will be deemed unfit for use. So we have an issue that we're going to have to address sooner or later with McCamley Field.
The Portage schools have tried and failed before to win voter approval for a football stadium at Portage Northern. Belang says separate facilities would allow the district to handle more athletic and community events like marching band competitions. Although Belang says there appears to be public support for the new athletic complexes, he says Portage School Board trustees decided not to put everything in one big tax request.
It really came down to what we were hearing from our community, that there was a great deal of support for our middle schools and for our pools. Less so for the stadiums. As you mentioned, there's been a little bit of controversy on that in the past, and so rather than jeopardize our academic needs with the stadium on that issue, on that proposal, we separated the two out.
If both bond proposals are approved Tuesday, Portage school officials say a typical homeowner would see a tax increase of just under $10 a year. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.